7:55 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. And who chose that music?
Is that what's happening?
You asked for it, George.
I did not ask.
During the
that
break, you came in here and said, hey.
George called for
it. I did not. But it is time to convene our Black Guy Roundtable. We've done this a few times before. And joining us now in studio, our good P1's Rick. Say good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Maurice. Uh-oh, you got to get right up into that mic. That's the one that's kind of...
What it do?
There you go.
It's my tongue loke.
And Derek.
Good morning,
Derek. All right, let's start off here. Let's get this thing going. Who's the most offensive white guy on the ticket?
Ooh, good question.
It has to be Gordon. It has to be Gordon.
See, that's
hard
what I was
saying. Definitely the different voices. What did you say earlier? The big, fat white women?
Yeah,
what is that all about?
That offended me, too. I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Because that would get only professional athletes come down here. But Ty Walker.
Ooh. Ty Walker.
Okay. Left-leaning Ty Walker.
Yeah. That's Derek that's speaking there.
I definitely agree with that. But however, this morning, I mean, they did say that Gordon, you know, likes the flag. Which flag was that again?
Mm-hmm. I like the American flag, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what
it was the Nazi flag, for those who missed
it. That is not true. Stop saying that.
He had it ranked number one.
Okay, which one of us white guys on the ticket has the most cred in the black community?
I would have to say Bob Sturm.
Bob?
Yeah.
Really?
He's the whitest guy.
What about Donovan? He's white?
No, come on.
I would say that would have to be Mike Reiner, and that's only because he went to Kimball High School.
Don't buy into that.
But he went there when it was a segregated community.
And I understand that, but he's at least familiar with Westmoreland.
What about me? I went to Bishop Dunn. That's right there.
Private school in Oak Cliff.
You know what? In my graduating class, it was one-third black, one-third white, one-third Hispanic. When Ryan's graduated Kimball, it was all white.
Yeah.
I went to school with more black guys, and I went to school in the hood.
Okay.
I hung out at Keys Park.
But how many black guys do you have in the studio besides us?
Zero?
Yeah, right. Right. Compared to Bob Sturm, he has a lot. I mean,
how does he have a lot of black guys in the studio?
He had Haley on.
You're talking about guests.
Oh, yeah. We've had black guests before.
Tons.
Yeah, we just find that black guests won't wake up early enough to come down here. So,
including the fourth member of the round table who hadn't made it down here yet. All right, so real quickly from the world of sports, what's our status right now on Tony Romo? Is everyone still down on him?
Boy. No, I'm not down on Tony Romo. I haven't been down on Tony Romo for a long time. I think it's more of the coach last year, but it wasn't Tony Romo.
It's Maurice who hates him the most, right?
Yeah, you already know. I don't necessarily hate him. It's just he's not going to lead our boys anywhere, in my opinion. I feel like, you know, he thinks he's entitled, just like Miles Austin. He got this big check. All of a sudden now, he's what happened to him? You know
kinda
what I'm
checked
saying?
Out.
It's
white
not
woman.
Necessarily a white or black thing. It's more of a leadership thing, in my opinion. You guys here, even at the ticket, y'all don't like brash cockiness for some reason. He doesn't carry that. And if he did, you get more out of these guys for some reason. But you guys, like T.O.'s situation, the man caught 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards, and y'all still got wanting to run him out of town. Now, I know you guys know a lot of inside stuff that we don't know. However, I don't really care about all that stuff. All I care about what he
what
does
happens
on the football
field.
So
you think they ought to draft Cam Newton?
No, that is not a real quarterback.
What about you, Derek? You still down on Tony Romo?
Pretty much I am, but that's because I feel as though that he's gotten more credit than he necessarily deserves. And I know that the yardage and the statistics would say, hey, man, he's pretty good. But as far as being a leader and winning in crunch time, I think that's where he hasn't ascended to a top quarterback in the league. A couple of weeks ago, you actually made that point where, and I was shocked when you were like, well, he may be a top 15 quarterback. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was like, oh, he's top five.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's so many other quarterbacks who are saying that, yeah, I can win and I can be a leader, that slowly the sheet's being pulled back on him.
The white sheet.
And then this is the other thing. This is the other thing that stuns me all the time. Is that so many people assume, because he's kind of a Chris, that he is white. But if you, his name is Antonio.
He's Hispanic.
Yeah, he's Hispanic. So I know.
So we should hold that against him.
No, not at all. And then we shouldn't say there's black brown, you know, wars going on or anything like that. But
do you hate brown more than you hate white?
Not always.
Oh,
no. I didn't say that. Okay, look, this is the thing, though. It's almost like because he has fair skin that everybody just kind of turned a blind eye and said, like, okay, no, he's a white quarterback. In reality, culturally, or you know, his ancestry, it's not that case.
Mm-hmm. So you're annoyed that he's passing himself off as white?
I don't care. I really don't care. No, I
well, you brought it up.
No, I'm saying that's the shocking thing, is that people perceive him to be white, but in actuality, he's Hispanic.
No, white people perceive him to be white. Right. White people perceive him to be white. In the black community, we know what he is.
You think he's a bad quarterback.
He just can't play. He can't play right now. Now, I mean, you know, like you said, he's not going to ascend to the next level. Go ahead.
I think that black guys generally, and of course we're going to speak very generally here, black guys generally don't like Tony Romo because they think whites overpraise him. I think that you guys are influenced by the fact that white people give Tony Romo all this credit, and you think that white people don't give black athletes as much credit as they deserve.
Or more criticism sometimes than someone would necessarily deserve. The saying, out of sight, out of mind. T.O. will get pulled up at some point in the upcoming football season, if there is one, as far as being compared to a prima donna wide receiver. Oh, there he is, being a T.O. It's like, mm-hmm. The T.O. has been gone. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know? Bring up someone else to compare him to. And then, like you said, when you get overpraised without necessarily earning it, then, yeah, that is where you kind of look at the two and say, man, what's so different about the situation? And then I think naturally you tend to, like, hate a little bit, or at least dislike what's going on. Case in point, number 41 for the Mavericks.
Oh, that's right. He's a dirt hater. That's right.
Here we go.
Something exciting has happened, though.
What's that? What's exciting that's happened about Dirk?
Dirk no longer is a top 10 player in the NBA. I dare you, not close.
Did he look lost at the All-Star game to you?
Very much so. But I'm saying, if you were to rank the top 10 players in the NBA right now, undoubtedly Dirk could not be in that top 10 list if you were starting a team today.
If you were starting a team today?
Starting a team today or picking the best 10 players right now.
Maybe on the first. I don't know if I'd agree on the second. I think he's having one of his best seasons ever, and I think he's in a lot of people's top 10.
There you go. Okay, Craig defending the white guy.
White people may overrate Tony Romo. I think in general, the black community doesn't give Dirk enough credit. That's an ugly analogy. You know what? The Dirk sucks.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's the black community likes a leader. We like someone to take charge. We want someone to just grab the reins, start screaming at guys, start grabbing jerseys, and start screaming at guys and start being a leader. And he's not that. He's like a second man kind of guy. He's like a deputy. So I think that's what our problem is with Dirk.
I agree with that. I agree.
We like Manning. We like Manning. We like Brady. It's because they're leaders. Dirk is not that. So
I tend to agree with that comment as well. I mean, you guys put him on that one elite level. He's not on that elite level. He's more of the Batman than the Robin than the Batman. You know, he needs someone to. He can't create his own shot. Now, he is the best leader for the Mavericks, but look, we are talking about the Mavericks, just like we were talking about the Rangers, you know, last year. They are the Mavericks and they are the Rangers. Until the Mavericks actually step up and do something, unfortunately, he's just going to be Dirk without a championship.
Can't create his own shot. I've seen him take a lot of bigger guys to the basket that can't guard him and shoot over a lot of smaller guys.
That's regular season. As soon as playoffs come, they double team him.
He's had his playoff failures.
They know he has that one move. He's going to spin. He's going to do his backspin. They're going to double him on that side, and he's done. He has nothing else.
Does the black guy like Mark Cuban?
Yes. We like Mark Cuban.
He's got that swagger. You got that swagger.
We're flashy people, if you haven't realized that. So we like flashiness.
Don't you see all the gold teeth?
There you go.
All right, Derek, you like Mark Cuban? You kind of hesitated here.
Yeah, I would reserve my comment on that. I look at Mark Cuban as a petulant child. Uh-huh. In the way that he voices his frustration. One image that's burned into my mind is, I can't remember. It was one of the first round bounces that he had where the media was surrounding him and his eyes were red because you could tell he had been crying. And seriously, you probably remember this. And it was all one word responses. No. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
No. That will be okay. No. And to me, that's how he is. He's spoiled. He has the money to do it, so he does it. He does it however he
But don't you like that he has emotion and attitude?
Right.
And he,
Sometimes I think it hurts.
He's my quarterback.
All right, let me ask you, you guys, this, since you say that, that you people are flashy and you like
flashy. You beat
him.
You gotta start a fight in here.
Do you then like...
They're packing. Don't you know that?
Do you then like a non-flashy NBA player or athlete like a Tim Duncan? Or do you prefer Kobe and LeBron?
I think in general we will prefer Kobe and LeBron because they're more flashy. Mm-hmm. Tim Duncan is he's a nice player, but I don't want to watch him every day.
But he's got four championships. You know?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, for as the community, I think they would rather watch a Michael Jordan, a Kobe, or something like that. It's just a little bit more pizzazz, and I think whites would probably agree with that same, you know. No one wants to watch Tim Duncan every day. It's just boring.
Guys, don't y'all like the NFL when the guy gets in the end zone and celebrates?
I don't mind celebrations.
Yeah. I love it.
As long as it gets in the end zone. 3 yards downfield, doing a shoulder shimmy, then that's
it. Okay, 10 yards, like a Marion Barber, get 3 yards and get up and jump like you've been there and done that.
I hate that.
Yeah, we hate that, too. Yeah. The whole Marion Barber, we hate that, too. But it's
you do. See, that surprised me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought he was playing to his base there.
No.
He has a white prize.
He has a white prize?
Yes. Didn't you know that?
Marion Barber does?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Y'all look like I got question marks over here. There's something wrong. Y'all just put the white prize symbol up for us coming here, didn't you?
What do you guys want? What would you prefer to be the symbol that we shine in the sky to convene the round table?
A pick with a fist in the back. Yeah,
a black fist.
Okay.
I loved those picks when I was a kid. Those were out in the 70s, it seems like. The pick that had the big fist, the black power fist. That's great. All right, you mentioned Cowboys running backs. I want to ask you guys, are you embarrassed by Tashard Choice's tweets? You guys ever read those?
No.
I
have a few here. Here's one issued a couple days ago. While y'all run y'all mouth, I'm gone, run dis city. So feet don't fail me now. I never will stand steal, STEAL.
Oh, no way.
I can run the pill. Feet don't fail me now. Now, on February 20th, he wrote, "I don't care what nobody say. I mess with LBJ." I don't remember that campaign slogan, but... Yes. And then he also wrote, I've came to understand and know, even though it doesn't look good, it works for the good. What does that mean?
Translation?
Mm-hmm.
I can't necessarily worry about what you think of me. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
He needs to hire you.
Yeah, it's a great SAP.
Derek has his PR guy.
Right. Yeah, we understood what he said, you know what I'm saying? We know what he meant, you know, but unfortunately he didn't. He went to college, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, did he graduate from college?
Okay, he went to a couple of them, actually.
But that brings me to a point. I might be the most conservative black guy up here.
Uh-oh.
Just because.
You voted Obama, didn't you?
That kills me. Yes, I did. Are you going to bring that up?
Well, hey, I'm with you. I voted Obama too. Right? I made the same mistake you did.
But the politics is something totally different to me. I think that as a nation, sometimes we kind of affiliate race with political party, and I think that that's wrong. I don't necessarily see that the way that it seems as though a lot of people in the nation do. But back to that, to that texting and to that...
Tashard's tweets.
Yeah, I cannot stand it. I can't stay in shorthand text when instead of Y-O-U-R, I get U, then R, like for your.
But that's a white people thing, too. Yeah,
I don't care who it is. I can't stand it because it makes your brain work too hard. Reading that was more painful than had he just put it in regular English.
Right. It did make my biological CPU start spinning the fan. It was overtaxing me.
What about texting in the community? Big?
Oh, yeah. I think it's just big in general. Yeah, texting is big time.
Twitter?
I don't tweet, so
I don't have a Twitter account. So
I think that's a white person thing, too, the Twitter. Except for Tashard Choice.
So I'm pretty sure everybody has a Facebook page. But, I mean, why do I care if you're at a donut shop eating a donut? I don't care about that. I mean, why do you want to follow somebody?
Even if it's Shaq, you don't care about that?
Shaq? He's like 1960. Come on, man. This is 2000. Come on, what's something else? Nobody care about Shaq. He's done.
All right, well, he's big in the Twitter world anyway. All right, 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have our Black Eye Roundtable assembled here with us in studio. We have Rick, Maurice, and Derek. And where's the fourth guy? Is he here?
Traffic.
A little late.
Stuck in traffic.
He was detained. Yeah,
that's the Gordon was making jokes about that earlier, by the way.
CP time. Didn't I hear you say that when we are late, what happens?
What? What did I say?
Is it something about lashings?
No, that was a news story I did. That was a news story. News in the news.
And he always, if one of you guys are late, he always assumes you're at the Lou Sterrett Justice Center.
That is not true. All right, we got a lot of stuff to cover with you guys. Mainly our wallets, but
Derek's about to hit you.
But coming up next, we're going to ask about the white prize.
Good morning. It's 8:19. We are in the midst of our Black Guy Roundtable here on the Dunham and Miller Show. We're going to have a white guy rebuttal at 8:40 with Ed Carter. Stay tuned for that. And joining us for the Black Guy Roundtable, it's Derek, Maurice, and Rick. And we are now joined by Daryl, a fourth member of the Roundtable. Running a little late this morning, Daryl? Got to get real close to that mic.
You got to turn on the mic there, Jer.
Oh.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm on BP time today, so.
What's BP time?
Black people time.
Oh, my gosh.
See, none offends me.
Yeah.
Are we going to get to the topic of the...
Like a mortgage banker or something. What do you do for a living? Look how dressed up you are.
I do work for a financial services company.
See there? Such a generic white man job.
We're going to get to the topic of the white prize here momentarily, but a couple of other issues. One, from a P1, Paul, he says, I have a question for the Black Guy Roundtable. What's the deal with facial hair? Seems like 99% of black men have some type of facial hair. And as I look at our panel here, three of you four do have... the beard, mustache, or the goatee going? What is the deal?
You know,
I don't know. It just looks good. We really don't have a reason. I'm sure there's some kind of historical value behind it, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
Yeah, Derek's got the John McKay look going.
Yeah, you got the little thin kind of Hitler mustache there, Derek.
Honestly, while I was shaving, I thought somebody's gonna make a dumb comment. Thanks, Joe.
It wasn't dumb. He looks like
George,
John McKay.
George is the one
Hitler.
That said it.
No, it was Gordo. He said Hitler.
You want to scientifically, like, one reason. We have, like, issues with ingrown hair sometimes.
That's the point I was going to bring
up.
Our hair grows.
I've heard that.
Earlier. Yeah, so we can't. Sometimes that's why some people grow it out. But then counterwise, depending on what your issue is, you might shave it off just to keep that from happening.
Right. Yeah, and we can't use the actual blade razors. Yeah. We have to use the
bump fighter razors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can't use blades. We have to use the
clippers,
regular
hair clippers,
electric razors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because the hairs that go too low underneath the skin. And
talk right into that mic.
The hairs that go too low underneath the skin, and it'll curl under.
You can get ingrown hairs. Yeah, right. See,
that's the way my hair grows.
That's the only reason that I wouldn't want to be black is because of the ingrown hair thing.
And it scares
the only reason.
It scares people.
See, I think you guys grow facial hair because you can, because you know that it won't tickle the woman. I mean, because
we don't do that. You didn't know,
Gordon King.
Got thumbs up from the control room. In there.
See, that's why you don't bring your wife into the studio.
See, one of these guys brought
myth right
his
there.
Wife,
that is
and
a
she's
myth.
Watching
come on,
this.
Come on, black man, that's a myth, y'all. Y'all know what you do. Oh yeah, that's a myth. You know what you do.
It's absolutely a myth.
We take care of business just like everyone else.
Whose wife is that in there?
That's my Maurice.
That's Maurice's.
That's Maurice's wife in there.
Is that true? He's okay with that? Uh-oh.
Maybe not quite as often as she would enjoy. Now, that's your wife likes me. Is that right, Maurice?
She loves you. She loves you.
Why?
Dude, you'd have to ask her, but my opinion is she just, one day she heard him on the radio. That's the only reason why she listened to The Ticket is because of him. When you guys go off music and news, she's done. That's it. So you would have to ask her. Maybe it's because of your facial hair. I don't know.
Is she on a mic? There you are. What's your name?
Katrina.
Katrina. Ooh,
you're
boy.
The only white Katrina. Guy I would what leave my husband for, about? Gordon.
What's that? I'm the only white guy you leave.
Yes.
Like Katrina it all out and everything.
Yeah, when Gordon says that, doesn't it offend you when he says stuff like that?
What?
When you say someone's, Katrina out or something like that.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Whatever.
Well, I like Katrina. Would you mind if I made out with her right here in studio?
You'd have to pay.
We got the Indies of proposal thing. If you have $1 million, you can have whatever you want.
$1 million?
Maybe 10. How about that?
$10?
Oh, never went down in a hurry.
Unlike that Katrina.
All right, so after we visited with Sweet Katrina, Gordon, do you want to ask the roundtable about the white prize?
Yeah, I have a... I think that black guys do date more white women than white guys date black women. And is that just because of numbers? Because there's more white women?
Well, I would agree with this statement, but I think it's more on the white guy not wanting to date a system.
Absolutely.
Although, nowadays, it's changing a lot. And I'm not talking about your Halle Berry type sister. I mean, your regular... Your regular sister.
Wait,
girl.
What's the difference in Halle Berry and a regular sister?
You see, well, you know, Halle Berry's mixed, so, you know, a lot of times that would be okay. But nowadays, you're seeing it where, and you know, our sisters, they're not messing around as much either. They're saying, hey, we don't care as much anymore. So it is changing, but the statement of, do black guys date more white women than white guys date black women? That's a true statement, but it
is
changing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
It's a lot different.
All of you guys dated a white woman?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no. He said that in front of Katrina, too.
Derek says no. Derek says no.
Well, it's not.
Why did you decide to lie?
No. She wasn't white when the lights were off. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think also it kind of depends on, like, who's the predator in the situation. Like, who's the, or the hunter.
What a way to define love.
He's explained the way Gordo can understand it. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in some situations, the aggressor, well, that doesn't even sound right either, but in
the
most situations, yeah, well, then okay. We're getting worse. Let's say who goes after who, and in most times, it seems as though that it's a black man going after a white woman. Now, I do think sometimes, though, that it's strategic, like as far as being like making yourself available. And the most prominent thing that we see is from athletes, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the typical thing.
But I think a lot of it, too, is economic. You know, typically the man is the breadwinner. So I think it's going to be more opportunities for him. And I'll give you this example. Oprah. How many white dudes ain't trying to date Oprah? I mean, they'll go for that.
Is she open for business for men down there?
I'm not trying to date Oprah. So. What's wrong with Oprah? Hey,
wrong? What is, I just don't. I don't have anything. You know? I don't think there's anything wrong with Oprah, but I just think.
Yeah, okay, but that's different.
I think Gail has a claim on that area.
But I tend to agree with him that
we can,
you know,
Stebbin.
The white women that pursue black men, either they're more educated or more highly financially status, or they're an athlete. Now you don't necessarily see a lot of white women chasing down your quote-unquote thug black men, you know, unless they're thuggish too.
Or it's in the country. That happens.
Yeah, the rural white woman loves the black guy.
And the situations out
there.
Why
is that?
What's going on there?
No, I think it's just because it's like whatever will sit still.
They know it pisses off their parents more than...
still long enough for me to grab it, then I don't care what it looks like.
Part of it is just the bad boy stereotype, you know, whether it's the biker or the black guy or whatever.
That they're not exposed to in the country, and then
exactly.
When
they... And they get here, they get buck wild, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Buck wild. All right. What is the thing you like most about black people, and what is the thing you hate most about black people?
That's a hard one. I think black people in general are just creative. We're pretty creative. We think out of the box for the most. I mean, just the way we carry ourselves, clothes... we're always kind of thinking outside the box. What I don't like, the grammar that you spoke of earlier.
We have our own choices. Didn't you know we got our own
link? Yeah, that needs to be.
Look at Dwayne Carroway. Yeah, y'all had him on the radio.
I think
about to be mayor.
That's an elected official.
I think ours is the same both ways in the sense that. Black people in general are just cool. You get a couple of black guys together, and they're just going to start tripping and having a good time and laughing and joking.
See, I think the white guy would agree with that, by the way.
I also think that's our detriment, because we're always too cool for school, where we, you know, we need to have the nerds in our community. We need to have, you know, the scientists.
The Urkels.
We need to have the Urkels and promote them as well, and we don't. So I think the good and the bad is that we're too cool for school. And we are cool, but I think that's to our detriment, too. We're always trying to be cool.
Yes, sir. I agree. My deal is with black people is we knock our own kind too much, whether you're light-skinned or black-skinned or whatever. You know, for an example, I live in Garland, Plano. They knock people from the south side. They will knock us. Oh, you living way out there with quote-unquote white people at now. I mean, why do I want to have to be living where the white people is just because I want to have my son have a better education or my child to get a better, you know, schooling, things like that. It's not because of, you know, what you didn't do. Also, in our own community, they take from each other. For an example, if you have a nice car that you worked hard for, they're going to, rather than them go work hard, they're going to just take yours, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not a knock. This is a true story. You know, this happens in the hood. They get mad at other individuals, and they take each other out. That's why there's like, the prisons are full of, you know, African-American men, and then they wonder why, you know, black women are so mad, because, hell, all of our men are locked up. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you expect?
So there's a lot of infighting.
Yeah. No. We still, you know, right. We got a lot of history to get over. We're still trying to get past being oppressed, being kept down, and
it was mainly George that did that to you, by the way.
No, that was not me. That was not me. Yeah, that's the one that I've always had a hard time with. You know, if we're all trying to get by the color thing, then when there is someone who's light-skinned, they go through hell, don't they, in the black community sometimes.
Look at what we're doing right now. We have the black
round table. I don't think so as much as it used to be. It's more.
It's gotten better?
Yeah, it's a lot better now. It's a lot better now.
Derek Jeter's helped that.
I think Obama.
We don't call him. He's not black. Oh, come on now.
Who would you describe as high yellow? What does that mean?
High yellow. Colin Powell. Something like that.
I've never heard that term.
No, high yellow.
Yeah, high yellow is kind of like your. It's your. What? See, Gordo is the most knowledgeable. He knows all these terms.
He just now looked it up online.
That's all right, but Gordo knows what it means. That's
you're exactly right.
Gordo knows what it means. It's a light-skinned or a mixed-race person, but it's also not even just that, a certain hue about them, where they have a brighter skin of a mixed-race person than normal. And it, you know, you can put two mixed people together and a panel of us would be able to tell you which one is high yellow and which one is just a regular mixed person. Yeah, it's a hue about you.
I got a point to make about what you said though, because to me, I think we kind of if you don't see color, then it's almost like you're trying to fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think what makes this nation great is all the different things about it. And I had a sociology professor who used to make an analogy of we shouldn't be a melting pot. We should be more of a stew. And then a stew, you have all kinds of different ingredients. Corn, you have beef, potatoes, you know, green beans. And then when you take a scoop
I need more
of that,
examples of ingredients.
No, you don't.
Beef broth. So when you take a scoop of that and take a bite of it, you get all those different ingredients, and it tastes great together. But then if you take that same compound and pour it into a blender and whip it all together, you wouldn't want to drink that just because it wouldn't taste good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that even in sports, too, that, yeah, there is color or there is race in sports. I think that's a fascinating topic, too, when you think about it. As far as seeing each other's differences and not hating each other for it, but accepting those differences.
Yeah. Yeah, sports has been really good about that.
Do you guys like it that we waited till the ass end of Black History Month to have you on?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Waited till the very last minute.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
8 days in this month.
Couple quick hit questions.
No. Yeah, that's right.
Do you dislike the term African American? Do you think it's a trumped up, cumbersome word, or have you gotten used to it?
No. It doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I'm okay with black.
Yeah, black. It didn't bother me. It didn't bother me to change, but black didn't bother me as well either. So whatever.
But what does bother me is they say go back to Africa. Well, I'm not from Africa. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I was born here, so I'm not going back anywhere.
Damn straight.
So
I agree with you. And finally, have you guys? Now this requires absolute honesty. Okay.
Okay.
You promise. You guys are guaranteed anonymity under our broadcast laws.
My wife's here, so.
Have you ever played the race card, knowing it's wrong, but knowing that's the most effective force field in that particular argument you're in?
Absolutely. No. Yes, I have.
Maurice says, hell yes.
Yes, I have. And we would all be kidding ourselves if we don't think that racism, that everything in America has something to do with color. If you didn't believe that right now, and everything that we do, people didn't even vote for Obama just because he was black. Some voted for him just because he was black. So come on. That should tell you right there that the number one issue in America is race. It has nothing to do with
food. But I ask if you ever played the race card in a situation that you knew was not about race. Like somebody refusing you service for some other reason.
Most times you play that card, you pretty much know that.
I will tell you, there's been times where I've thought, you know, it's in my mind sometimes. Yeah.
It's in my mind.
Let's say someone's being an a-hole to me. I always have to think, are they being an a-hole to me because of my race, or are they just an a-hole in general? You know, you don't know. That's one of the things that we go through as blacks. You don't know why. But I've never played it. I've just, you know.
Yeah, it's something that we go through as black people. We have to automatically have that in our brain. Is this the reason why? Whereas a white person wouldn't. No, I got that job because I got I'm the best qualified person. Well, we know that's not true in this community. We know that's not true.
So. And I also have the blackest name in America too, Washington.
So. Oh, you do?
Oh yeah. So is when I speak to someone, they know who I am.
Any of your black friends make fun of you for listening to the ticket? Do they think the ticket's a white thing?
Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of black people say that. Oh man, that's a racist radio station. A lot of black people.
Really?
Black people that I know.
A lot of black people think that.
Actually, I haven't experienced that. So,
what about you, Maurice?
No, I've never had that problem. Most of the black people I know, they listen to the ticket, or be honest with you, I turned them on to the ticket because I'm a day two listener. I just found you guys on day two, been listening ever since. I've won Fantasy Flyways on this station, so
that's a callback.
Well, thanks, Maurice, for sticking with us all these years.
Yes, thank you, and thank you all for being a part of the Black Guy Roundtable. Rick, Maurice, Derek, and Daryl, you guys were great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck as you go back out into the black community. Spread the word.
Well, they're going out just in the world, okay?
And be sure to join us next week for our next roundtable, our Eskimo Roundtable. That'll be next Wednesday.
we're having a hard time filling those slots.